like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this Thursday, April 11th, 2019.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia? She says yes, she's here.
Yes, she does.
And Director Hudson?
Here. Thank you, MJ.
Would you all please rise and join me in saying pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, Board of Directors, do I have a motion?
A second. Thank you, Directors.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia? She says yes. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
Madam Chair, I move the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, sir. Do I second it? Okay.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia? She says yes. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. All right, at this time, we have a presentation by Hezekiah Lloyd of the Bay Point Youth Academy. He's a supervisor of that program, and he's going to give us an update of the Youth Academy program. Welcome, Hezekiah. Welcome, Mary. Sorry, Mr. Ross. Welcome. Yes.
No, really. All right. Good evening to Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board, General Manager and Staff, and also welcome to the guests. We are grateful to have this opportunity to present our Bay Point Youth Academy to you today. I'd like to introduce myself to the people who do not know me. My name is Randy Ross. I am the Teen Center Supervisor and the Bay Point Youth Academy Director. Wow.
Just get it up, Randy.
I know. I just might as well leave them on.
You can mean hold it.
No. I'd just like to give you a quick overview of how the Bay Point Youth Academy came about. 5 years ago, in 2014, San Francisco Foundation and the Daniel Koshman staff came to Bay Point wanting to invest and support and share their resources in the community. San Francisco Foundation and Koshman recruited 8 community leaders to become fellows for a 5-year term. Once the fellows were identified, we entered into a 2-year facilitation leadership training program. Our third year, we focused on the steps of bringing the positive change to Bay Point. We, the fellows, decided to focus our time, our energy, and our resources on the Bay Point youth. With the belief of grooming, mentoring, and training young community leaders will result in the positive changes we would like to see in Bay Point. As we all know, the youth are our future, which led us to developing and initiating the Bay Point Youth Academy. We're now in our second year of the Academy and it has grown tremendously. Between the Teen Center and the Bay Point Youth Academy, Bay Point has 2 successful youth programs. At this point, I would like to thank Ambrose for partnering with San Francisco Foundation and the Koshman staff and the Bay Point Fellows. Your support is instrumental in the continuous success of the Teen Center and the Bay Point Youth Academy. And now at this time, I would like to introduce Hezekiah Lloyd, who is the Bay Point Youth Academy coordinator.
Nice.
Thank you, Randy, for the introduction. Again, I would just like to address the board. How's everybody doing? GM and our guests. So with the Bay Point Youth Academy, before I get into that, let me get into this. I have been a part of Ambrose program since I was 13. That's when I actually met Mr. Randy Ross and I got involved into the Teen Center programs. The first program that I had gotten involved in was the Teen Center Leadership, which taught me the basics of being able to, you know, be a leader, come into my own, and really mature and take hold of the tools that were going to ultimately propel me to my future. After first getting into the Teen Center, I then went into the CME Excel program, which again, these are all programs that are part of the Teen Center. And this program taught us the finer points of business. And not only that, but even gave us our first introduction to credit and things of that nature, so we were understanding how that worked. As a youth, I can't tell you at that moment how powerful it was to be learning those things. And then as I went on through the program, I eventually made it to the highest level of the program, which was the Youth Development Leadership Corps, YDLC. And in that program, I learned and got acclimated with college atmospheres. Because as we all know, college can be an intimidating thing for young people, but because of that program, it was easier and I was able to transition and everything. It was great. So that's why I'm here today. You know, I got the opportunity to really watch Randy and I fell in love with what was going on in this community, and I was just so moved by it. And I said to myself, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be able to come back and give back like he gave to us. And here I am. So I'm very grateful for that. To get to our Bay Point Youth Academy, our Bay Point Youth Academy is constructed by our four pillars: community service, leadership, exposure opportunities, and collaboration with the positive people. Within leadership, planning and organizing community events, as well as focusing on self-discipline, that goes with our leadership pillar. Within exposure, we put an emphasis on not only exposing them to fun activities, but educational opportunities as well, such as cooking. We had a bowling trip. Not only that, but in the summertime, we collaborate with the Teen Center and we send the youth off with East Bay Regional Parks. Not only do they get to work and earn a stipend with them, but they get to get more background and history on the different parks that they're visiting and learn more about the ecosystem. Our next pillar would be our collaboration with positive people. And some of the people we've collaborated with are the Ambrose Recreational Coordinator, Sheriff's Department, the Garden Coordinator, Riverview, East Bay Regional Park District, and Teen Center. Some of the community service that we've done, which is also, again, part of our pillars, the tree lighting event. These are all annual events. Tree lighting event, breakfast with Santa, bike rodeo, unity in the community, sheriff's dinner, and the toy drive that they had at Walmart. And we also work in the garden as well, cleaning it up, learning more about how to, you know, cultivate greenery and just learning what it is to work in the garden. And when I think about these kids, when I think about where they're at, this is an extremely special time in their lives. We have so much room to make an impact. And it just, again, I'm so humbled and just blessed by this opportunity to work with youth and give to them as it was given to me. You know, I can't speak on that enough. You know, when I look at where my life is today, I give a lot of credit to the Teen Center, because if I didn't have that structure, if I didn't have, you know, people keeping me into positive things, I mean, I'm no fortune teller, who knows what could have happened. But I'm less than fortunate to say with that program, I made tremendous strides and I'm in this position, and now I'm hoping that we can help these young people make tremendous strides. So again, I can't speak enough about them, but without further ado, the 2018-2019 class, Bay Point Youth Academy.
Academy, 3, 2, 1. A society or institution of distinguished scholars, artists, or scientists that aims to promote and maintain standards in a particular field.
AP Life. AP Race. Who are we?
The Bayport Youth Academy.
What are we doing?
Serving our community.
Why do we do it?
To become strong leaders.
Back row green. Back row 180. AP shift.
Back row green. Back row 180.
AP shift.
All right, as you can see, again, they are awesome. They are great. These, again, it's such a treat to be able to come in and work with these kids every, not every single day, but Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I can't tell you just how overjoyed I am to, like, look it out into these faces, and I see myself and the journey I took and just being able to really help them on their journeys. So, again, I want to thank the board. I would like to
that our maintenance staff uses in our parks, and what, you know, knowing what they have to deal with, and what their limitations are. I'm thinking money here, people. They really do an awesome job, and I know you work here in the building, so you can even speak to how well the building is maintained.
From previous years, it's 180. The place is a lot better. It's just a better place to be. Thank you.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to say is I'm in the parks all the time. I live near Lynbrook, and I see Alfredo, I see Raul, I see Phil, and they're always so accommodating and personable, and it's just really cool. You know, that the connections they've made with our community is really, really neat. They're all in. They don't act like they're just paid staff. They're like all in. You would think they lived here and these were their parks, and that's how they treat it. This is their parks. And I don't know if I stepped on your parade, if you wanted to say anything.
No, I just, there are countless occasions that the board is commending our crew, and I try to share that with them, but I thought it would be a great opportunity to formally bring them and hear it themselves what a great job they're actually doing. A chain is only as good as its weakest link, and honestly, I believe I may be the weakest link in this crew. So I commend them on an outstanding job and continued success.
So without further ado, we wanted to present you with a little certificate of appreciation. So for outstanding service to the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, may I please have Phil Lerms?
Lerma. It's a misspell on that word.
Sorry.
We'll fix it.
Sorry, Phil. I know your first name.
Phil, I want to thank the district for allowing me the opportunity to perform the way I do and just do my thing and help out with parks. And I want to give a shout out to all my co-workers and Doug, Mary Jane, Debbie, Joe, John, everybody that I work with on a daily basis. I appreciate all you, and I love you guys.
So you guys can thank you. This next man I know really well, and I for the year before I first came on the board, I think I must have saw him twice a day, and oh my gosh, I don't know how he put up with me. But anyway, Alfredo, these are your parks. You love them. Take better care of these parks than if it was at his own house. That's how committed he is.
It's just in my household.
He's awesome.
Thank you so much, and thanks for all the help that I got. Phil, TJ, Raul, we are teamwork.
Yeah.
So it's not only me.
Got it. This next gal, Tiffany Hudson, I think she's the only gal on our staff here. So, woohoo! Come on, Tiffany! And we share a last name. Nice to meet you, Tiffany, and congratulations. Thank you so much for all you do for the Park District. We really appreciate it.
Not here.
Well, I want to present this anyway. Raul came highly recommended to the Park District by Alfredo, so we knew right off the bat he must be good. And he is really sweet. He takes care of my park, Lynbrook. And all I have to do is mention, I'm seeing a lot of litter on that part of the park or graffiti over here, and he's on it. He's calling Alfredo, taking pictures, sending it to the general manager, and he's awesome. So let's give him a hand. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say I don't think I've ever met TJ. Congratulations, and thank you for all that you do and being a part of the team that Alfredo's talked about. You guys have done such a great job, and we took the tour last weekend, and it's just really beautiful. So thank you so much, TJ.
Well, I'm also on the community centers too.
Oh, you are. Well, thank you so much for taking care of the building. We really appreciate it. Next gentleman I know because him and his wife and his kids have been around forever, and they're at every volunteer event, and it's just so cool that he's actually working for the Park District now. Troy LeGrand. It's so cool to see this come full circle. All these years you volunteered at everything, it's really neat.
This is a blessing. Because it's been a counseling job too.
Yeah.
Helping the people, not just working here, but helping people that comes to the park and be having problems and stuff, and they want to, ask you some questions and you can help them. So it's been a good thing.
Well, and you're such a good person for that, because you have been. You are such a part of this community, and such a good resource. And that's kind of something that your general manager and I have talked about, that you guys don't just do your quote job.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is, you guys have expanded it to really care and love this community and its buildings and its properties. So thank you so much for that.
Bless you.
All right. I don't know when Tyler. time began, but when it did, this man was here. Because he's been around forever. I don't know when he wasn't here, but he's kind of like the face of the late night scene here at Ambrose. Doc, is he here?
He couldn't make it, I know, unfortunately.
Anybody who knows Ambrose, I mean, I just don't even remember
him not
before
here.
Doc. So, how many times I've...
That lock
yeah, well, and I've come here before when it's been locked and I've needed something, you're like, poor Mount Girl. He's like, okay.
15
yeah.
years, right?
He's
15
been
years.
Here a long time.
15
yeah.
years.
Yeah, so anyway, Doc, we love you, sir. And our last outstanding service to Ambrose and Park and Rec District is Joe Kendall.
Woo!
Yeah! It's our pleasure. Believe me. Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
To our staff.
Okay. Hold your places. Let's get some online photos, guys. The paparazzi.
Get out of here. We're going to work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I think so. Hey, TJ, you guys are free to go whenever you want. You're welcome to stay, but you can go whenever you want.
You don't have to.
But you want to wait until I get my little thing.
Yeah, you guys might
want to wait. You don't want to walk out on your GM. I'll remember that.
I was going to shake his hand and say goodnight now.
So this next presentation, I'm going to actually hand over to my fellow board member, Steve Hoagland, because he presented this at a conference that we went to. This is a goodie.
I'm going to ask our general manager, Doug Long, to please join me. This year was Doug was selected from throughout the state as this year's CAPRCBM's Outstanding Professional of the Year. So
that's why.
What I said in Sacramento when we received this, I have the best staff, the best board, the best community to work for. I was going to be here for a couple of years, and I'm in year six now, and you guys know I'm not going anywhere. So I really appreciate being here and enjoying all the professionalism that I'm around and the community energy and support and interest. So let's just keep on moving on, okay?
Right on.
When you've been long enough that you can say it,
right.
You become a jerk.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
We know you got it. You got things to do and mouse to feed and all that kind of stuff.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
We love you guys.
Bye. See you later, huh?
All right, well, that was cool. We are so blessed here in this district. It's amazing. All right, so next, moving on to general manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We had the first Ambrose Park rental last Sunday, I believe, and approximately 275 people were in the park. Again, we're kicking off this season like we kicked off last season. We get a lot of requests for the park, lots of people in the park, lots of people supporting the park, and this is, again, not just local but regional interest in our park and use. So again, we can probably anticipate a very successful and well-attended season at probably all of our parks, but in particular our biggest park, Ambrose Park. We all attended the CPRS Conference in Sacramento. It's our annual conference, statewide conference. Sacramento hosted it this year, so we were all able to go. We each divvied up assignments and went to different conference sessions. Some of the sessions dealt with homeless in the park, funding strategies, promoting programs. There's an expo there that you can walk around and see the latest and greatest in equipment and software and things of that nature. So it was very enlightening. It was great spending the time with the board at the event. We went on a park tour on Saturday where the board went and visited all the parks. We took a little over 2 hours to go around to each one of the parks and take a look and make comments and notes. And, you know, I think for the most part, we're very pleased with what we're able to do with the resources that we have. Interestingly enough, the board is all too familiar with the resources that we have, although I think some of the public isn't quite aware how we're funded and how much money we have available for capital projects and things of that nature. But nevertheless, it was good to get out and take a look at each one of the parks. The one thing that we did notice is that during the winter, when we have winter rains and that sometimes there's a wind, it will blow some of the fly bar out of the playground areas. We have to replenish that annually at a fairly stiff cost. But we do that in-house because we just got an estimate for putting bark at Tradewinds Park at $13,500. And trust me, we all know very well that we cannot afford to do that. So we will do that in-house. The fortunate thing about this is we do have a bobcat now. And I've been searching, doing the due diligence and looking for a trailer that's appropriate for us. And so we'll be purchasing a trailer probably within the next week, and we'll be able to transport that as soon as the weather changes and we're able to store. We have to actually have it dumped curbside and then move it with the buckets, and we'll do it in hand. So it's laborious, and it does take time, but it's important, and you really only have to do it once every couple of years. So we'll be working towards that. Activity guide was mailed. You got it? Bay Point. It's amazing. Lori, when it went out, she was already getting interest on our websites, lots of hits. People are really buzzing about this. And I remember, and I believe it was Chair Hudson that when she first got to the board said, you know, this is a recreation and park district. We need more recreation. We need more programs. Let's emphasize that. And we were very fortunate to get Lori on the staff, who's worked with her. You know, she's just a dynamo. Don't get in front of her because you'll end up on your back. So, and we've, you know, already some impressive numbers and things for us to kind of ponder. How are we getting there? What's making it so successful? A lot of times what you do is you kind of, with an educated guess, cast some ideas out there and see if the public takes hold. We have a ballet program, and the ballet program, we usually try to keep our fees pretty reasonable. We know that if it hits a certain tipping point, people won't sign up. However, the ballet class is $44, is that what it is? And we've got 20 people signed up for our ballet class already. Boot camp has 20, Kempo has 34. Soccer camp, and these programs are still taking registration, by the way, since this just came out. Our soccer camp has 15. We've just got really good numbers, and our programs are expanding. So we're doing quite well in the program area. And again, a lot of credit goes to Lori and her hard work in pulling this all together. It's really nice to have somebody as experienced as her on staff.
Excuse me, can I ask you guys something? A favor? The guy that you called his name, he's been out here the whole time with his family. For his black.
Doc?
He didn't know to come in. No, the other guy, the older guy.
Raul.
Oh,
Raul. Yeah.
Oh.
Listen, he helped me do the tables over there.
Yeah, Raul was
there. Oh, have Raul come in. Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have him come on in. Take a seat.
Sure.
Yeah, come on.
Absolutely.
You betcha. That's more important than just
Oh, Jessica?
Yeah.
You want to interpret for him?
Please come forward.
Oh, Alfredo, you can interpret for him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's here. Okay.
Well,
I know, probably not.
We wanted to thank you, Raul, the board of directors, for all your work at our parks, for your professionalism, for giving everything you have to make our park district so beautiful.
Thank you.
and we didn't know you were out there, yep. or we would have called you in, because, you know, you work with such a great team, and that's what Alfredo was saying. You're perfect. You're fine just however you are. But Alfredo was saying that you guys are all a big team, and I know that you take care of my park, Lynbrook, and I think you do such a wonderful job. And we just wanted to tell you thank you so much for all that you do. So congratulations.
To continue, Prop 68 update, there's a park overlay when you go to find which parks are eligible. You actually have to have some statistical data. The data includes park acreage and median house income. If you go put a flag on the park, it will tell you whether you're eligible or not. The fact finder, which they call it, is a green overlay. So when you see a green overlay on the map, you'll see that it's a park. Interestingly enough, Ambrose Center Park did not have a green overlay. So they don't recognize it as a park. So I had to contact them and say it's been a park for quite some time. They did get back to me and said, yes, they see their error. They've updated their initial software. They haven't done the main website, but they'll let me know as soon as that's done. Just by virtue of the fact of me having a conversation, I can actually attach those conversations to the application, and we're fine that way. So, yeah, it works out.
Good catch, Jim.
Yeah, and I will be meeting with the grant writer on Monday. We're putting most of the documents together in preparation for the August 3rd deadline. We're getting out as far ahead as we possibly can with the budgets. And design ideas and things of that nature, and we're going to have a schedule for community meetings coming soon. And then the extravaganza on the 20th, being co-sponsored by Mount Diablo High School. It's going to be a big event. We've been to one of these that's co-sponsored by the high school. It's an outstanding event. Lori's done a really good job, so just wanted to remind you it's from 11 to 1, so glad to see everybody there. Anyway, that concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. All right, moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be sent to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And Patricia Aguilar.
Yes,
please. Welcome.
So what is the item that do I put there?
It's public communications.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Board meeting, general manager, and community. I'm here representing myself and my ACE group. We're a community nonprofit association, and I don't know everybody knows, but we have been working here in the community in the last, I can say, probably 8 years. We have many concerns about our community. And one major concern that we have right now, and we want the board to consider to put it back in the agenda, is to the problem that we have in the Ambrose Park about the bathrooms, public bathrooms. I know that pretty soon the swimming pool is going to be open, right, because the summer is coming, and a lot of people is going to go to the park, but only people who can pay to use the pool, they're going to have access to the bathrooms there, but the public bathrooms are still in very bad shape. And we understand that you talked about it before and you're planning to completely, I understood you, your plan is to completely reconstruct the bathrooms. But to this point, we want to be realistic and we want you to reconsider to remodel or reconstruct what is there because we really need those bathrooms. So, and we discussed it with our group, members of our community, and we are asking you and demand you to reconsider and put it in the agenda that way we can start working again to fix it. All right? Thank you very much.
Roland Fernandez, welcome.
Hi. It's my first time speaking here.
You're welcome.
On the same subject, these bathrooms are a health hazard. I took my grandkids there for the first time to Ambrose Park and their granddaughters, and one of them needed to use the bathroom. I stopped it before going in because I like to make sure it's clean. I found two syringes in one restroom, and in the men's room, there was one. My question is, who's policing these parks? There's drug activities in the parking lot. It's clear they're hanging around there in their cars, not enjoying the park, side by side, upper layer, lower layer. Who's policing the parks? Who's making sure these parks' restrooms are clean? That's my point. I mentioned tours. Have you guys toured Ambrose bathrooms? What's your personal opinion on this? Am I allowed to ask?
No. We're just not allowed to give you feedback. We're just allowed to listen to what you want to say.
Okay.
So it's not that we're not interested or don't have an opinion, but just so you know, since you're a first timer, this is our time to listen to you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see. P. Engstrom.
Good old P.
I got to find a way to make it towards the park, so I'm going to ask permission, I guess, to put our flyer for our bike rodeo, and then just provide information to the community about our bike rodeo. So every year the Sheriff's Office provides bikes to the kids that attend Bay Point schools or children that reside in the Bay Point area. So April 27th, 10 to 2, at Riverview Middle School, we'll be giving out bikes. So far, we're on track to give out about 500 bikes. We're hoping to up it a little bit more this year, but it's 500 new bikes. Anyone that is a Bay Point resident or has a child that attends a Bay Point school, you guys are more than welcome to come. It's a raffle-based system. Last year, we had 600 attendees and gave out 500 bikes, so almost every kid will get a bike. And with the bike comes a helmet. The older kids get a bike lock. It's a safety course. This year we're doing free haircuts, family portraits, free snow cones, and there'll be a lunch provided as well. And then I will be posting flyers at the Ambrose Rec Center with the permission and the businesses in the area. So look for the flyers for more information.
That's
April 27th.
Awesome. Miss Annette Ramirez. Did I roll my R right?
Ramirez. Yes, thank you. Good evening, board, community members. My name is Annette Ramirez. I am here as a neighbor, resident, and with my West Pittsburgh for Progress family. I just want to thank whoever it is that is sharing all of the classes and events online. Is that you? Thank you. It's working. As soon as I see them on, I share them to all of the community events, the buy, sell, and trade pages, the Spanish, English, all of the pages, and everybody always private messages me because they want more information. If we could offer some information in Spanish, that would be great. I want to speak on, again, asking all the bathrooms to be put on the agenda. Bless you. It is very important, like you guys said, the community is starting to go to the park. It's nice outside. There's baptisms, quinceañeras, communions coming up. We also want to know, and in writing, okay, because we've spoken enough, we've given our own opinions, but as a community, I feel that we deserve something in writing from the board member, all of the board members and the general manager. We, like I've said before, we are here to work together. Our community is thriving. It's being improved every day. The kids are so excited about the pool opening. I personally print 300 flyers a day and distribute them at work to all of our clients at the Pittsburgh Health Center. We're sharing information with all of the community around here, but we want transparency. We want to know what the plan is for the bathrooms. Why is it not being put on the agenda as a priority? Setting up a meeting to speak about the $500,000, the $50,000 that First Five is putting on the table to be put towards the renovation for the bathroom. And I think it's time for us to get back to work on the bathroom. We've come a very long way, and I really don't want it to stop now. I know we bring up the bathrooms. There's the football fields with the gopher holes. There's the baseball fields, the basketball courts with the cement and all that good stuff. But right now, we just want the quality of life part, which is the necessity, the bathrooms. Okay, so please, board, please be held accountable for your actions. Your votes do matter. We do encourage you to speak up if you feel that an idea is being brought up, a raise, a promotion, or whatever, to make the community your number one priority.
Thank you.
All right,
and finally, Mr. Nolan
Mendoza.
How's it going? It's kind of hard to come up here and hear all the stuff he's doing, all you guys are doing, all the positive things that are coming out of this group from the board and from the because if you compare it to 5 years ago, I don't think it was this good. I think it's over. Because I've lived here for 50 years, and I think it's damn near pretty good as it's been ever with all the programs it's built. So it's hard to come here with like a gripe or a complaint or a whine or whatever you want to call it. But I don't know if you guys know, but I printed out pictures of the bathrooms. There's 50 pictures right there of all the holes in the walls, all the hinges falling apart, all the mold, the mildew, the tiles missing, of the syringes, of the broke doors are broken off, the broken door handles, the broken locks, the sinks with no knobs. All the pictures are there for you guys to look at in case you haven't been to the bathrooms. There's piss all over the floors. The broken, where you flush it, the whole tile's cracked and broken. And by you guys now seeing that you have the pictures here to look at, you can't say, well, we didn't know. Now you know. Now, if you don't do anything about it, it's just straight up telling us as a community, we don't care about you. We don't care where your kids go to the bathroom. Because at that park, all of our kids are going to be there. Our grandkids are going to be there. Our 3-year-old daughters, 4-year-old sons. And you guys know that's where they got to go to the bathroom. And if you don't do something about it, you're just basically neglecting the community, which we voted you guys in to help with the community. And like Leo said, it's a health hazard on top of our park. I went there last Sunday, and you said there was 275. I think there was probably more. There was probably the whole entire parking lot. Whole entire parking lot was full, all the way out to the street. You don't see that too often. That's the first day of the year. Wait till the second, wait till the third, wait till the fourth month of the year. It's going to even be booming her. And every time that somebody rents that place out, they also are renting those bathrooms out. So you're basically charging people to use those bathrooms, which I could see right in those pictures for just the bottom men's bathroom, at least 30 problems in the bathroom. And I was told that the women's bathroom is worse. So I just came to speak my mind, and hopefully something gets done about it.
Thank you. All right. We're moving on to board matters now. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair.
Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at this time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. First, we have Patricia Aguilar.
Again, good evening, everybody. Paul, manager. This is more like a question. I don't know if you can answer it right now. If you cannot answer it, you can later answer it, right? We want to understand why are you considering to give an extension of 5 years and a contract to Mr. Doug Love, manager, right? We, congratulations, I see that you got a professional year and all this work that I don't doubt that you're doing. But we would like to understand. You see, you can see their job, but we're not seeing it. We want to see it. We want to understand why are you consider 5 years, not 1 year. And the reason, don't get offended. We want to understand why a salary, because you get a, you get close to $100,000, if I'm not incorrect, a year. And our community, and part of the community that I am here living in Bay Point, we want to see clearly why 5 years and why he, what he accomplished to really give him a 5-year contract, basically. All right? Thank you.
Good evening, board. I also would like to. I would also like to speak on the consideration to extend Mr. Doug Long's contract. I do want to acknowledge you, Mr. Long. You have done a great year, a great amount of work in this community. Okay. When I I'm gonna start crying. So when I first moved here 14 years ago, I moved to this community with fear because I was raised in Water Creek. Okay. I drove up and down the streets, I saw the prostitutes, I saw the abandoned cars, the stolos or whatever they call them, I saw the parks empty, I saw that. When you come from a wealthy area and you buy a home and you bring your kids to the community, you try to put them in schools that are outside of the area because you want them to have a good education, okay? But I my husband and I saw something in this community and we knew that this community is about family. Okay, everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everything. And people gossip, people talk smack. But what I've seen is that when this community is focused and they want something, they make it happen. The majority of the people in this community are on very fixed incomes. Okay, most people barely survive. They have to depend on cash in and food stamps. Most people in this community are afraid to come to these meetings, one, for being seen in the community, and two, for a lack of language, okay? The parks have gotten a lot better. I wanna thank you and the board and everybody that came together to give us back the pool because it's so amazing. Going on a weekend and just hearing all these kids screaming and laughing and crying and getting their physical activity in, it's amazing because that's what kids need in a community that hides in their homes at night because of the gunshots and the stabbings and, you know, homes with one parent households. So I see that you are doing a lot of work. I personally cannot sit here and go through all the paperwork. I'm not a paperwork kind of person. I'm a doer. So I know that it does take a lot of effort on your part to make things happen. And I know that there are steps that you do need to take, rules that you do need to follow to make things happen. But I really feel like this community is not asking for much. We're just asking for the bathrooms to be fixed or renovated.
We
so
need
that
to kind of focus on the item.
So with that being said, I too would like to question the amount of your salary for being a part-time employee. I feel that if we could put some of that money to go towards the parks and the staff.
I'm gonna have to stop you here. This is directly relating to the extension of his contract.
So that does go hand in hand, because if his contract is extended, then he's still going to continue to get paid. Okay, so it goes hand in hand. So I want to say that some people do not see the things that have been improved, but I really would like to focus on getting more things improved in our community, especially if your contract is going to be extended, and like a physical plan in writing as to what is next on your list as the priorities for our community. Thank you.
All right. So this is to consider an extension of the general manager agreement with Doug Long for up to 5 years. Do I have any, anything that anyone wants to say? Madam Chair. Yes, sir.
One thing I can tell the public is that having served as the state president of the association, our general manager is not paid equal to his counterparts in the area. Each of his counterparts are making substantially more than he is. We are very, very blessed because he is retired from his career in Parks and Rec, and so because of that, he has some income. So we aren't paying a full hit on a general manager. If we were paying for what we're getting from this man, it would be substantially more. I won't say it's twice more, but it's a lot more. And the thing that people don't see is it's not just the stuff he does here, it's the stuff he does away from here. It's the stuff he does that we don't even see. It's the stuff that he does that we, because he does it, we don't have problems. Okay? And as a board, our job is to deal with the policies and the expenses and the problems in the district. Well, if he solves the problems before they ever get to us, it makes life much simpler. I can tell you that Doug is worth three times the amount of money he's getting paid. Doug is just, I can't say enough. I know other men and women who serve in his capacity throughout the state. I would put him above all of them. I would tell you that he doesn't make as much as any of those that I know. And so I don't want to talk about his rate because I'm afraid he'll ask for more because he's worth more. And so if no one else has anything to say, I would like to move the extension.
Okay. I work in this building, so I see the change on a daily basis, daily. I also been on the board the longest, so I understand the financial disabilities that we have. We don't have the money that we need for many things. The other thing is, I want to thank you, because you have brought this group of people, your staff, and they're wonderful. You know, I can't say enough about your staff. And with the previous manager, I used to say, your staff needs to respect you. And, you know, if you don't have that, then you are the weakest link. So I thank you, and I wish you stay for many years.
Yeah, Lupe can speak, so.
But I'm sure she'd like to say more. We'll table that next time. But I do want to say something. I can say that when Doug came here, it's been a transformation for the district. We have gone, as you said, 180. We were almost on the red. We had staff that didn't work well with the manager. We had staff that didn't work well with the board. And with his coming over here, that has changed. And because of that unity with the board, with the staff, with the general manager, we're able to serve the community better. We have more recreation. We're serving more youth now than we have. And we brought back the pool. And we're still continuing. We haven't stopped. And he is right behind us. He's got our back, and we have his back as well. And we have the back of our staff. And I think that's something that not a lot of districts can say. And I'm so lucky that, aside from Eva, I'm also one of the oldest serving
longest serving
members in this board. And I've seen the transition. And signing his first contract was the best, probably one of the best things I've done. And so I would want to be the first one, unless you have something else to say.
Well, I just wanted to say, I think this kind of says it all about this general manager. He told me this story, actually, that there was, this was a day, I think, that he wasn't here or he was already gone or something like that. It was pouring rain, and a flood happens out there. And in the pouring rain, you know, one of our district people was, you know, slumping out this pump to get it out, and Lori's going out of the parking lot, and she goes, "Do you need help?" "Yeah." Debbie, one of our people that's up front, "Do you need help?" And they're all out there in the pouring rain as a team together. That's not her job. That wasn't Debbie's job. In fact, I don't even think it was the maintenance, that one maintenance person's job, but they all just got together as a team to get this done because they feel like what Alfredo said, they feel like a family, they feel like a team, and that really is so cliche to say, but so true in this case. It all starts from the top. He has really allowed these park the park staff to feel empowered to make decisions, to help each other, and our parks show it, our programs show it. Lori, thank you so much for what you've done for our programs, and we have the best deal going in this general manager. I mean, we truly do. And not only does he give us his heart and soul, but he also, his wife came along on the park tour
and took
wonderful
notes.
Yeah, you know, and we saw everything that you guys saw. We know what we're up against, but I'll tell you something. There's no better person to get from here to there where we want to be on the other side of some of these issues than with this man right here. We're really, really lucky. And with that, I don't know who's going to say it.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we extend, we ask you and the general manager to sign the amendment to Doug's contract to 2024.
Is that 5 minutes?
I second.
Woo-hoo! All right. Do we have a vote?
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Yes. Yes. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
A very pleasurable aye. Okay, no public hearing at this time. We are adjourning for closed session. No, you have fun. All right, we'll reconvene to our closed session, and at this time there is nothing to report. We are moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Mr. Hoagland, sir.
Madam Chair, at our next meeting, I'd like to request that the board direct the general manager to find out the details of the grant that the East County Regional Group has secured for the Ambrose Park restroom, and if the funds can be used for replacing the existing lower restroom facility. The details should include whether there is a match requirement, the specific terms of the grant, and, for example, when the funds must be spent and the intended use.
How does the board feel about that?
I agree.
What say you, Ms. Garcia?
It's what I've been asking for since...
So are we.
Yeah.
I've told them, you know, a letter, an MOU, I don't care what they want to call it, but I'm not going to believe anything from anyone until I have that paper, or I should say until our manager has it, because he's the one that understands those things, and you know, what isn't the criteria that we have to meet? You know, do we have to give our firstborn, or you know...
Wait, I might
right.
That might be it for discussion.
So, are you in on this too?
I really said yes.
Okay, yes.
Thank you. Thank you,
good.
Sir.
Okay.
Unanimous, yes. Okay.
So, second thing I would like to place on next month's agenda is the CHCRCVM district representative. At our state meeting, we voted to remove former presidents or past presidents from the representation hold on their communities. And so, for instance, I've represented Ambrose for a number of years on the state association, but I'm a past president. And so for life, I'm always a member of the board.
Right.
So it means that Ambrose is blocked, was blocked by me being a past president from ever having anybody take that position. But now that we voted in the last general membership meeting to remove the past president's responsibilities, I would ask that we put the CAPRCBM district representative on the next agenda.
Does that mean you mean to elect someone from our board?
Right, one of our board members would take my place.
Okay, and if we put it on the agenda, he could talk about what the responsibilities were, et cetera, et cetera. Do I have a second on that, or a third? I need a couple people. Lupe? Director Lupe Garcia? And what about you, Eva?
I'm cool.
She's cool. No.
Cool.
But it's okay to put it on the agenda.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Okay, so I have a few things. First of all, I want to tell you that if you haven't gotten this, this is the most amazing, slick thing I've seen in...
Yes.
11 months and 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you say what it is?
The City of Pittsburgh 2019 Recreation Guide that includes Ambrose Recreation Park District's activities and classes, fitness programs, teen center, boot camp, line dancing, you name it, plus our amazing swimming pool and our extravaganza. Is gone out to all of the community of Pittsburgh and Bay Point, and so I am jazzed and grateful to our general manager and to Lori and the City of Pittsburgh. And the general manager brought up about us going to the CPRS conference. It was a good conference. I'm grateful that all of my fellow board members were there with me. Next month, I think we can talk about what we saw at the sessions, because we've gone long tonight. I do want to thank our staff for the Lions Den makeover. It was off the hook, okay? Thank you for the park visits, and I said to the general manager the other day that I would like him to contemplate having pictures taken of our surrounding communities' bathrooms, and I will bet you $10 to a donut that ours are equally as nice as theirs. And so if you're going to compare apples and apples, you need to get an apple tree and you don't need to look at the grocery store, okay? So, but he did, you know, it was a great job. And again, I wanna reiterate the 27th, the Sheriff's Riverview Bike Rodeo.
Thank you, Dr.
Hoglund.
How about you?
I don't know how you're planning on saying thanks to Juan and his crew, but great work, free work, and he needs to do that with his kids or grown men, whatever they are. But
who's
it's
Juan?
You know Juan.
Juan, sorry.
So, this is not it. I mean, he fixed the bathroom,
right.
And I think the last time they were in the back, right? And I still haven't seen that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's so awesome to be able to say, look, you know, it didn't cost us anything because, you know, a community member came here and fixed it.
Right.
I mean, where does that happen?
No, that's off the hook.
It's a good example of I see a problem with a partner doing it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to fix it.
Sorry, I was...
So I don't know, are we going to maybe have a little thank you for him in the future or something? I think that would be very nice.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. I want to give you a chance to say something if you thought you could, but yeah.
You know,
Lou Bray Garcia says she loves you very much. Okay, Director Turks.
Well, I don't think I've spent enough time with you guys this month.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. I mean, I just, you know, the trip, going to CPRS, hanging out, and we had a real good time there. Yeah. I learned more about each one of you, and we're, it's the ownership that you're talking about. And we know, I know now why we have ownership of what we do, what, why we care for this community. And that gives me great appreciation for each one of you. And the general manager, thank you. And I learned more about your family too, and I know where that, you know, that inspiration comes from the healthy, thank you very much. I think we need to talk about the Spring Derby. It's, it will happen, and we have somebody here who we will thank, Delano, with his group, will take over the Spring Derby. The Bay Point Garden Club committee will still be working, but we will not be funding it. They will be funding it, and they will be helping us with both funding and also programming. So they will take over the ceremony part of it, and of course some of the parade. So thank you very much.
Amazing.
I don't think you know that.
No,
this
great
is really
news.
This is really a community.
That is great news.
Yeah.
The dates on this year are wrong.
Are wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
The memorial is the 27th, not the 28th, and Unity is the 22nd, not the 23rd.
I know. So anyway, well, I think they used the dates from last year.
I don't know where she
anyway,
got it.
We'll have
that
to.
Sounds like
people know.
Yeah.
Huh?
In the guide.
Yeah. Darn.
But to bring up the date on that, and I know you guys are ready to go, but. It's been amazing how we're trying to reach out to the veterans, and we've been over and talked to the National Guard. They're all excited. We're trying to get them to come through, and the Black Cowboys out of Oakland, they've already committed. They want to bring ponies for the kids to ride, so we're trying to work with the schools to either build floats or just decorate a car, you know, just, you know, for a community event, and also when we go to the bike rodeo, gonna see if we can get some of the kids to ride their bikes that they get donated.
Oh,
see if they can ride
yeah.
in the parade. So we're trying to make it a community event, you know.
Cool.
You know, so it's, everybody's kind of excited, you know. You know, we got the fire department to drive through. We're gonna get the AMR, the ambulance, you know, to come through. So we just trying to make it a community event.
Good.
Nice. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks, Delana, for saying that.
Yeah,
that's my point.
I'm. Thank you. This
was
a great meeting.
I move we adjourn.
Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All opposed.
Doug.
I am so hungry.
Yeah, I know.
I am
hungry.
I will
see you guys.
Hey,
you
need
to
sign
up. Yep. Doug, good work.
My pen is an attitude. Trina, I need you to sign this, please.
Me?
Yeah.
I did want to say to the board members that attended the any sessions, if you thought that you had some, because we